On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the whiskeys we're going to begin discussing today. So we have Gypsy Explorer Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We have Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1. We have Kentucky Peerless Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch Number 2. Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. Indigo's Hour 18 Year Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Old Overholt Cask Strength 11 Year. Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. And last but not least, Old Fitzgerald. Yeah, I know. Spring 2024 release. Now, in my defense, I don't think I got that until like the end of July. It was like way into summer before that came out.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Best thing.
No dispute.
Yep.
Your mom makes you turn TV off after 2, doesn't she?
Well, I used to listen to Dr. Demento after she told me to go to bed. But the TV, yeah, that was off.
I've been in a hotel where you don't listen to Dr. Demento. You listen to that English chick from like Financial News
Economist,
Network. Yeah.
The Economist every night. But that only came out in 2008. So we're not talking about childhood then.
And the markets in Malaysia are right down today.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I didn't credit. She puts you to sleep like that.
That's why
it's very soothing.
Learn about the world or go to sleep. Those are your two options.
And I wake up thinking I'll be smarter when I wake up, and it never seems to work.
No, it doesn't work. No. It didn't work for me.
So much for sleep learning.
I know, right?
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Maury.
Good afternoon, Bob. It's another delightful afternoon in the basement.
And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. It is such a pleasure to be here. What a lineup we have today. Oh, my God.
It does not suck to be us, so... Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So we have Gypsy Explorer Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We have Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1. We have Kentucky Peerless Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch Number 2. Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. Indigo's Hour 18 Year Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Old Overholt Cask Strength 11 Year. Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. And last but not least, Old Fitzgerald. Yeah, I know. Spring 2024 release. Now, in my defense, I don't think I got that until like the end of January or July. It was like way into summer before that came out. And I just got the fall release, and it's now 2025. So, you know, in my defense, but we're drinking it now. So, you know,
plead the fifth. Bob.
Yeah. We're drinking plead it now. So who cares? So, so let's have Justin tell us all about our sips rating.
Oh gosh.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the rich and shameless. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. This is disgusting.
Ganga Din, water.
Ganga Din, bring water. Bring water.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. This is interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
You know, Robin Leach died in 2018.
Yes, but he still lives in my heart.
What else you got?
Nothing for that one. So let's start out with our first whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us all about that one.
Thank you, Bob. Outsider Spirits was founded by CMA Entertainer of the Year and 10-time Grammy nominee Eric Church and entrepreneur Raj Alva in 2020. After 2 years of research and development, the company officially launched its first whiskey, Gypsy's Legacy Batch 001, in May of 2023, which received a double gold from the San Francisco World Spirits Competition. Their follow-up to this was the release of Gypsy Explorer in April of 2024. The first whiskey is the Gypsy Explorer Straight Bourbon Whiskey, coming in at 51.5% ABV, or 103 proof. Explorer's inaugural release is a blend of 2 6-year-old bourbons, a low rye distilled in Kentucky and an Indiana high rye. The combined mash bill of 60% corn, 30% rye, 4% malted barley. The resulting blend is then finished using 2 oak varietals, French oak, Curcius Robur from France's famed Forest de Tronchet, and American oak, Curcius Alba, from the Appalachian Mountains. The Forest of Tronchet was originally overseen by the Duke of Bourbon and was later planted with oak trees by Louis XIV to supply timber for the French Navy. Appalachian oak was selected as Outsider Spirits co-founder Eric Church grew up in North Carolina. Wow. So, this first whiskey has a beautiful copper color to it on the nose. Lots going on, baking spice, creme brulee, a little bit of toffee. Mouth has a beautiful mouthfeel. It's coating. You've got flavors of toffee and brown sugar and creme brulee and spice. And the medium is finished. It's a beautifully made whiskey. It's well crafted. There are no inherent flaws. It doesn't strike you as being outstanding or extraordinary, but certainly is very pleasant, very approachable, and very well made. I think for their first release, this is really a very nice whiskey, very approachable, and I'd love to see what else they have coming down the pike in the future. Justin, what did you think?
I kind of got a hot cocoa on the nose, ground pez, a little bit of chalk, a light rye hit. On the palate, it was sweet, woody, and someone mixed in like a grape knee-high soda. And the finish was sweet and ends with wood. It was pretty interesting. I don't really know what they were going for, but they ended up in an interesting place. What'd you think, Bob?
I don't think they were going for Kool-Aid, so, you know.
Oh, grape knee-high is much higher end than Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, on the nose, I got the caramel. And I got that dusty, minerally kind of thing, and I couldn't figure it out until you said it was Pez. And I'm like, that's exactly it. It's opening that sleeve of Pez on a summer when you were a kid. It's that dusty, powdery kind of candy note to it. And on the palate, it's a little bit sweet on the front palate, but that dies out mid-palate and back palate. On the back palate, I get milk duds. I'm picking up milk duds on this. You know, that real dark kind of caramel with the like kind of plasticky chocolatey stuff on the outside.
Sure.
It's got a slight tingle, a little bit of spice on the front of the tongue. Overall, not too bad. You know, decent, solid, I'm searching for that French oak and I'm just not. I'm just not picking up that French oak, which I would have thought I would have gotten more of, but I don't know how much of the French oak they used, you know, if it was one cask versus 10 of American, but usually that Franqué oak you're able to pick out. But overall, you know, a fairly nice whiskey. I thought it was fairly well done. Usually something that's got, you know, a celebrity's name attached to it is usually not a great product, but this one came out all right. I think they did okay. So
his Jack Daniels is really good though.
Yeah, he picks a nice Jack bottle.
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah,
well, not like he's in there making it.
No, but you know, we've done picks too. We didn't make them either.
I was gonna say our fat at Rear Ends have been to Jack Daniels and picked some pretty good barrels too, and nobody knows who the hell we are. So.
True.
So true. Not too shabby.
We should be having another charity barrel coming down the pike pretty soon.
Yeah, I haven't called up yet, but yeah, I'm working on it. So
nice.
So we're gonna be giving the Gypsy Explorer straight bourbon whiskey a well deserved 3 sips.
Bob, why don't you tell us about the next whiskey, please?
So our next one is the Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1, 54% ABV, 108 proof, aged over 5 years. The first release of this series from Heaven's Door takes Tennessee straight bourbon whiskey and finishes it in freshly dumped Calvados brandy casks with the addition of medium heavy toasted French oak staves. Calvados is a apple brandy from Normandy, France. The new medium heavy toasted French oak staves source from Quercus Petrea trees, commonly known as the Sisal oak, Cornish oak, or Irish oak. The species is native to most of Europe and is the predominant species of oak in Franconais. So on the color, you know, nice copper penny. On the nose, the cinnamon is the first thing that sort of leaps out of the glass. A little bit of brown sugar. A little bit of brown butter. Kind of a fresh cut oak. And let's see, what does it taste like? On the palate, I'm getting some baking spice, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of caramel. Finish sort of dropped off a little bit off the back palate, but it's very, very prominent on the front and then the middle palate. Yeah, interesting whiskey. Definitely interesting whiskey. What'd you think, Justin?
So this reminded me solidly of the McDonald's apple pie from the 1990s that was literally hotter than the sun, but someone threw some cinnamon on it.
I miss those.
That's when they made them good.
They had that crunch.
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
Oh, I know what it was.
What would they do?
A-hole lawyers ruined it for everybody.
Oh.
These people were getting burned on them. It's like, yeah, yeah.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just telling us about his thoughts on the Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1.
Yeah, so definitely McDonald's apple pie.
I wish I had a McDonald's apple pie right now.
You know, in Vancouver, they created the largest McDonald's sandwich ever. It is bigger than the Big Mac. I don't remember the name of it, but I shared it with my girl, and it was amazing.
I don't think they sell that in India.
No, I don't think they sell it indie either. But enough about that. What did you think, Maury?
Well, I was looking for a really nice, beautiful Kentucky whiskey, and I got a McDonald's apple pie.
All right.
I mean, it's not a bad consolation prize.
Well, first off, it's a Tennessee whiskey, so you're already going to be out.
I said I was looking for a bourbon whiskey, and instead I got a Tennessee apple pie. So, yes, the whiskey did come from Tennessee. It's not a Kentucky bourbon. Yes, lots of apple, lots of cinnamon, lots of baking spice. It's interesting. It's nicely made. There's no inherent flaws. It's just there for me. It's just one of many. Nothing that, you know, I would necessarily pour out, but nothing that I would go chasing after and seeking out in the marketplace.
During the break, he said there was the apple pie still in Kansas. We need to bring this bottle to Kansas.
Yeah, somewhere there's like one guy. I read a story years ago. There's like one franchisee, and he still makes the old apple pies.
This would be the ultimate pairing.
This was years ago. I mean, that guy might be dead for now, for all I know.
Hey,
they do have the McDonald's in Orlando that serves pizza.
Really? Is any good?
Did you have it?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's one there that, like, I remember when a buddy of mine moved to Orlando, he walked in and there's a guy there in a chef's outfit with a toque on his hat at an omelet station making omelets for like brunch. And he literally walked. He said, I walked out and looked up at the building to make sure I walked into the right door. And he said, when I walked back in, I saw the little logo on the guy's chef's coat. It's like, oh, okay.
So, is that like an egg McMuffin made fresh for you?
I think that's lay egg McMuffin. Yeah. So,
well, moving right along.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give the Heaven's Door Exploration Series 1, well-deserved, 3 sips.
Or Exploration.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Kentucky Peerless Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch 2. 54.55% alcohol by volume or 109.1 proof. No, I did not do the math. Non-chill filtered.
Well, we know that.
Sweet mash. Peerless rum barrel finished bourbon.
Yeah. The bum barrel. You only give this to homeless dudes or what? You know?
We'll see.
This is the whiskey for Boxcar Willie. Yeah. Everyone's favorite bum. Yeah.
Johnny Royale, he didn't drink crap.
There you go.
Is their second barrel finished bourbon to be released following their double oak bourbon. To make this expression, they take barrels of their double oak expression and give them a second finishing in X rum barrels.
Wouldn't that make it a third finishing? Because there's double and two plus one makes three?
You're right. It would be a third finishing.
Okay.
You are correct.
Thank you.
So
it's a first. There's a first for everything.
On the nose, I got pea soup.
Pea soup.
Split pea soup.
Okay.
You know, the green
stuff?
I'm glad
you clarified that because I was already grossed out, but okay. Pea soup.
I got like coconut curry and plums.
Keep going. I got to hear the rest of this.
That's all I got on the nose. On the palate. I got dark raisin bread, blueberries, and a mint finish. And the finish is just mint. What did you think, Bob?
Well, got a nice color to it.
It's got the darkest color of anything we're drinking today. Mm-hmm. I thought the color is beautiful. I think you're not giving credit where credit's due. This is a beautiful, deep mahogany, burnished copper. I love the color.
That's why there's three guys on the show.
Somebody woke up and bought a thesaurus.
Yeah. I know, right?
On the nose, I go a little bit of a floral note. I definitely get that sort of toasted coconut, a little bit of vanilla, not getting any curry. I don't know where that came from.
You didn't mention the pea soup.
No pea soup.
It's just me.
Me neither.
And on the palate, hold on. little bit of tropical fruit, some raisins, some burnt brown sugar.
It's really more like burnt sorghum, but you're close on that. But did you cinnamon. Get the pineapple upside down cake note? Just nope. Got that pineapple burnt toffee caramelized sugar note.
Yep.
I love pineapple upside down cake, but I didn't get it in this.
Well, you missed it then.
Oh, I'm missing it right now.
And it's got a pretty decent finish on it as well. It stays with you a little bit. In fact, it actually grows a little bit on the end of the finish. So
yeah, I'm taking this. This is a nice expression from them. They really, you know, stepped up their game a little bit. I think this really adds like an interesting dimension to the whiskey. The whiskey is front and center. It's not overly finished. It's well balanced. You know, all those little tropical notes just probably come from the rum barrel, but just hints. I'm digging it. I liked it.
So no age statement on it.
Mm-mm.
So we don't know how old it is.
Old enough. As long as it tastes good, I don't care.
True.
What are we going to rate it?
Of course, that same statement could get you arrested in about 11 states. So, you know.
Yeah, well, knowledge of age is irrelevant and under the law.
Exactly. We're going to be giving the Kentucky Peerless Kentucky Straight Bourbon Rum Barrel Finish Batch Number 2 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Their stuff just gets better every year.
Yeah, they've done a nice job.
And, you know, not saying that their early stuff wasn't good, but it just every year it just gets better and better. So, I mean, they're doing a good job over there, Corky and all the guys. So that's taking us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524. It's coming in at 62.7% ABV. Or 125.4 proof. It is non-age stated. The mash bill is 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley, aged 6 to 8 years. So this is a wheated whiskey. There's no rye in the mash. It's got a nice dark coppery color to it. Nose, classic bourbon, some baking spice, some toffee, some cinnamon. On the palate, beautiful mouthfeel and viscosity. You get a lot of maple syrup on the palate. It's mouth coating. The finish is short to medium. I think this whiskey improved quite a lot in the glass. When I first poured it, it was a little tight and a little closed. I didn't really get a lot out of it. It just kind of went one note past my palate. But as it's evolved in the glass with some oxygen, the patience is rewarded, and it really just blossoms with, again, a very fall, very mapley, cinnamony, baking spice, fall flavored profile to it, and a medium finish. A very nice whiskey, very well made. I enjoyed it quite a lot. Justin, what do you think?
Well, in all due candor to everyone here in our audience, I've already killed a bottle of this, and it's Lash. Amazing.
Lash.
Yeah. Guilty. The wheat really shines through. The barley's a good backup to it. It has all the classic bourbon flavors, and it has like a vibrato on my mid palate from the spices that just goes and goes and goes. And I literally cannot get enough of this. I love it. That's all I have to say about it.
That's it? That's all you had to say? You drank a whole bottle?
It's pretty wordy for someone of his stature.
So good.
Yeah, well, I mean, he went through a whole bottle of it.
You're a drunken lush.
I'm just saying.
What'd you think, Bobby Joe?
Let's see. On the nose. Sweetness. Brown sugar, caramel. A little bit of a candy note.
Yeah.
In the tip of the nose. White flowers. Yeah, pretty nose. Let's see what it tastes like. It's creamy. It's got a really good mouth coat. The whole up, back, sides, your palate, under the tongue, over the tongue. Got a really good mouth coat on it. Surprisingly, a little hot and spicy, though, mm-hmm. on the palate. When you first taste it and it gives you that creaminess, you think, oh, and then it jumps up. Isn't it
vibrating on your tongue? Yeah,
it jumps up and bites you a little bit.
Like Red Hots.
Yeah, which I'm not used to with a larceny, not that much heat and spice.
Right.
And it's not the alcohol. It's just it's the heat and spice from the whiskey itself. It's dark caramel, dark toffee, a little bit of pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, like a butter, vanilla, lemon pound cake.
A little bit of that chocolate toaster.
Toaster strudel?
You know those chocolate things you put in the toaster oven? They're square.
Toaster strudel.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pop-Tart?
Yeah, Pop-Tart.
Like a chocolate Pop-Tart. Yeah. Mmm.
Yeah, that one, I'm still kind of surprised at how spicy and hot it jumps up on you.
Larceny is normally not this big and bold.
Yeah.
But this one is huge.
Yeah, it's usually huge. It's usually laid back and subtle and creamy, but this one reaches up and grabs you by the hoo-has and says, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for a weeded whiskey, that's pretty dang spicy, so...
If you want to smooth the ups and downs of your favorite hockey season, this will mellow you out.
Yeah, no, it doesn't taste like a wheater. I'll give you that. It really has. Well,
at the beginning, it does. It's got that. It's got that creaminess
starts
to it.
There.
It's got that. It's got the wheater at the very first sip, but as soon as you swallow it, it lights up. That's the odd thing about it.
Got the barley at the end.
And when I say odd, I don't mean odd in a bad way. I mean it's just different than what I'm used to with larceny. So
it's like scotch at the end. The barley kicks up so high.
Yeah, there's a little bit of barley in the back palate.
Starts like a bourbon, ends like a scotch. But like a barrel strength scotch, you know, as God intended.
Coming from the guy who's down an entire bottle of it.
Didn't take long. A few games.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
Okay. Well, we're going to be giving the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, Bob, give us some wisdom on the next whiskey.
I don't have any wisdom to give on anything.
I've been saying that for a while, but I'm glad you finally admitted it.
Oh, I don't have to admit it. It's obvious. So our next whiskey is from the folks at Diageo, part of the Orphan Barrel series. This is the Indigo's Hour 18 Years Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 45% ABV or 90 proof. It's 68% corn, 28% rye, and 4% malted barley. Distilled in Indiana, aged in Kentucky, and bottled in Tullahoma, Tennessee. So the label on this bottle pays homage to the spirit's origin story. The pipe vine swallowtail is the most colorful butterfly to call home Indiana home, where the whiskey was distilled. There's a tree on the label that's a representation of the witch's tree, which is a maple tree found in Louisville, Kentucky, just a few minutes away from where this whiskey was aged. So, nice little story. Diageo always has a good story with these, but the proof is in the whiskey, so... On the color, again, older 70s penny. On the nose, vanilla.
A lot of vanilla.
Big, big vanilla. A little bit of butterscotch. Some kind of toasty oak. A little bit of vanilla pastry. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, you know, your classic bourbon, caramel, vanilla, a little bit of sort of creamy coconut. It's got a nice, smooth coating finish to it. Nice coat on the palate. Gets the whole tongue. There's no, I'm not getting any empty spots on the palate with it. The oak on it is there, but it's kind of subdued. Yeah, it's very rich. It's very silky. It's very creamy. Which, I mean, they had to have run this thing through a filter a couple of times in 18 years, because I would be expecting a lot more oak influence on this. But it's not
an oak bomb. You would expect it to be over oaked at this age, but it's not. So I don't know what they did to get the creaminess, but I would agree with you 100%. Beautiful, creamy, viscous mouthfeel. Drinks like, you know, a mid-range, beautiful whiskey that you'd spend, you know, a moderate amount of money on. Well-made, well-crafted, not entry-level. But I suspect, based on the age statement of it being 18 years old, that it's probably very expensive. And I don't know that it's worth hundreds of dollars. I think it's a beautiful whiskey at a moderate price. I don't know that I would give it as high marks based on the value of what I perceive it might cost. What do you think, Justin?
So I got like buttercream frosting on a Red Lobster biscuit for the nose. On the palate, classic bourbon flavors, and it just ends with oak. Now, the first time I had this, it hit me wrong. I could only do one sip. I had to put it down and keep going and doing other things. When I came back to it, it was a lot more palatable, a lot smoother. I don't know if it was me or the whiskey, but maybe you give this one a half hour after you open it before you hit it. And it was all right. What'd you think, Bob?
It's definitely improved with time and air. I think the air has done it justice, and it's smoothed it out, and it's really helped, you know, round it out. It's amplified the vanilla flavors. So it's a nice whiskey. It's very nicely made. Like I said, I'd happily spend 50, 80, 100 bucks on it. I don't know what it costs, but I suspect that for the value, the price is...
Yeah, we try not to. I mean, we'll mention it like when it's really good and it's not expensive, because like, man, go buy that because that's a deal. But I've almost given up trying to, you know, compare prices, because the prices now, honestly, some of them just don't make sense.
Seem random.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally like they just throw a dart at a board and go, do you think we can get away with that?
Yeah.
But the point is that an 18-year-old whiskey is not going to be inexpensive, and I think this is going to be priced heavily, fairly, what it is. But in reality, it drinks like a nice 10-year-old.
Here's the thing. 18 doesn't mean anything more than 15, means anything more than 20, means anything more than 10. I mean, age is just a number.
But it costs money. You know, age is time's money.
There's plenty of whiskeys out there that are younger and older that taste better and worse. So who knows? We'll be back.
But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up talking about Indigo's Hour, 18 years straight Kentucky bourbon. So we are going to go ahead and give that a rating, and we are going to give that 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we get to talk about Old Overholt Cask Strength 11 Year. It's 50% alcohol by volume. Not really. It's 53.7% alcohol by volume, or 107.4 proof. Old Overholt is a brand with an amazing history. In 1800, Henry Oberholzer established a family farm on 263 acres in western Pennsylvania. Like many farmers of the era, he also distilled whiskey on the side. In 1810, his son Abraham took over and grew it into a thriving brand called Old Farm Pure Rye. After his death, his grandson Henry K. Frick, the tough guy, assumed control of the distillery, and in 1888, they changed the name to Old Overholt with a picture of Abraham added to the label. The brand is now owned by Beam Suntory. The whiskey was distilled and barreled in 2012 and matured on the lower floors of four different warehouses in Claremont facility. And this is an interesting whiskey. They had another whiskey that Beam did where they did the different distilleries where they were distilled at. It was the same whiskey, and they all tasted different based on where they're matured. So the fact that it was matured at Claremont really matters. Hard to know exactly why, but I know it definitely matters. On the nose, it's sweet. It's inviting. I've got like a light floral note. I've got like creme fraiche, vanilla. I've got delicate baking spices on the palate. Beautiful rye bread. I got a little bit of cream cheese on there, some cinnamon, some spicy Calabrian oil, and a beautiful woody sweet finish. What'd you think, Bob?
Well, I think they're stepping up the game with the Old Overholt, because we just did a show reviewing the Monongahela rye, and that was fantastic. This one, different, definitely different. I think this is more the old mash bill as opposed to that new one, but really, really wonderful rye.
Be fun to look at them side by side. I would agree with you, Bob. They're very dramatically different. Hard to pick a favorite over the two, because this is...
What? Oh, so... As Maury was saying off microphone, it's like dramatically different. I think the age really did it well.
I didn't touch it.
And back to Maury.
Oh, you cut me out. You're trying to censor.
Maury somehow decided in the middle of the show to turn his microphone off.
It's funny because my hands are elsewhere occupied.
Yeah, we did that from the other end of the table with our minds. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that it'd be fun to
flick
try
the wrong switch.
The two Overholts side by side. They're both delicious, but dramatically different styles. And
well, a different mash bill. I mean, that's the one we did before was the whole new thing. This one's 11 years old. This is the old Overholt that we're used to, but just more age.
Yeah, but the regular Overholt is not exactly a top shelf whiskey. It's a middle to bottom shelf whiskey. And with this, with the 11-year mash bill, or 11-year age statement, excuse me, this is a major step up. And I thought it was delicious. As you said, it's got a beautiful dark mahogany color. The nose is just classic. The palate is just viscous. It's mouth coating. There's just all this baking spice and cinnamon and toffee and creme brulee. And the finish goes on. I think this is delicious. Now, it's a little bit pricier than the other one that we spoke about, the AA Overholt, but it's 11 years old and it's fabulous.
If you ever get a chance to have Old Overholt from the early 1900s, mortgage the house and have that pour.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. But this one here, I mean,
this one's great. This one's solid. You don't have to mortgage the house for this one either. This is just really solid.
Mm. It's got a very dry palate, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not sweet at all.
You know, I mean, when you drink it, it's very drying on the tongue.
Yeah.
But there's just a residue of old funky oak.
But if you have this with a boneless ribeye with a high fat content, you're going to be very happy.
Only with a bone in it. Sorry. No.
Fine.
Don't even talk to me anymore.
Fine. Fine.
Animal.
Be that way.
Boneless. Oh, dear Lord. You're lucky I let you in the house. Well,
I am.
We're going to. Yeah. Well, honestly, this is not even one they sent us. This is one that I saw at the store when I was there and I went, oh, I'm going to buy this one. We should put this on the show. So we're going to give the old Overholt cast strength. There's your other problem. Cast strength. That's the other thing that makes it.
Yeah.
Good. The old Overholt cast strength, 11 year, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
It is so good to see somebody giving the old label so much love. That's fantastic. So that takes us to our next whiskey, which is the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B number 524. Woo! Which always, every release of the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, I mean, I don't think we've ever hidden the fact that we're all huge fans here on the show of it. I think the worst one we've ever had is still one I'd be happy to be buried with. This B524 is 65.3% ABV or 130.6 proof, 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye. It is 11 years and 2 months old. It's got a beautiful dark, dark color between a really dark peony and a nice mahogany.
It's dark as Maury's soul.
I don't think it's that dark. Yeah. Mm. And on the nose, just classic Elijah Craig barrel proof. Just deep, rich, dark. Oh, my God. Just molasses. Mm. Dark caramel. A little hint of vanilla. Oh, my gosh. And on the palate, let's have a sip. On the palate, wow, just a really fantastic whiskey. Big, bold. I mean, you can taste the proof, but it's not overwhelming. The flavor still comes through. There's a nice oakiness there, but it's not overly oaked. There is a dark toffee, a dark caramel. A little bit of fruit on the tip of the tongue. A little bit of a cooling, almost a spearminty kind of minty on the back palate. Wow. Yeah, that's a good one. That's one of the better ones we've had in a while. What'd you think, Justin?
So, one basic point of drinking I'd bring out, especially with this, is sniff your whiskey before you down it. Because you're going to get 70, 80%. Of what's unique about it right in your nose. But this one, hold it like a foot away from your nose when you sniff it. Otherwise, you're going to rip your brain clean out of your head.
I mean, it'll burn the hairs out of your nose, that's for sure.
So holding it away, breathing it in, it's everything I've ever wanted in whiskey, caramel, hot spice, dark fruits, stuff that's good in dessert. On the palate, super spicy. It's not as actually as hot as the nose. Like Bob was saying, the nose is hotter.
Nose is much hotter.
And you can drink it down easier than you could smell it. You don't have to hold it a foot away from your mouth to drink it. You can just drink it. But any of these high proof whiskeys, just drink a little bit at a time. Don't do like a whole ounce shot at once. You're going to burn the heck out of your esophagus. This is amazing whiskey.
I am very aroused.
Exactly that. What did you think, Maury?
I would agree with you. It does not drink like 130 proof COVID-killing whiskey. Now, I'm a big advocate of 65% and higher ABV as it kills the COVID virus right in the back of your throat before it even gets into your upper airways.
Then beautiful I should thing. Drink nothing else.
Yes.
Correct. That being said, this whiskey drinks like a nice bonded whiskey. It drinks like 100 proof. It is not hot. on the palate. It's delightful. It's well made. It is dangerously good. You could easily drink this as if it were 100 proof whiskey all afternoon, and you'd find yourself on the floor. I couldn't add anything to what you said, Justin. I like the description. Classic bourbon flavors, classic toffee and brown sugar and creme brulee and baking spice. Nice finish, beautiful mouthfeel, beautiful whiskey. If you see it, buy it. You won't be disappointed.
We did these a little bit out of order because we did the C924 on our end of the year fall release show, because they were all coming out at the same time. So this one was sitting there for a little bit, and I honestly, as good as that one was, I wish we'd put this one in instead, because this one is fantastic.
So we did the 524 Larceny and the 524 Elijah Craig proof. They were on their game in May.
Yeah.
Gentlemen and ladies, well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic whiskey.
Do what you did in May. Woo.
So we're going to give the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey B524 a well-deserved 5-6.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So that takes us to our last whiskey of the day, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
You imbecile. You bloated idiot. You stupid fat head, you...
Oh, sorry. I thought Harm was here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess you needed somebody to pick on today.
I was holding on that one for Harm.
Well, thank you for that introduction. With that in mind, the final whiskey for today's show will be the Old Fitzgerald Spring 2024 release. Clocking in at 50% ABV or 100 proof, it is 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. The Spring 2024 edition of the 13th release of the Old Fitzgerald Bottled and Bond series. This release is 10 years old, comprised of barrels produced in spring of 2014. Now, the color is a little bit lighter than you might expect. It is a nice burnished copper, but a little lighter than some of the other whiskeys we've had today. On the nose, it's just pure heaven. You're getting cinnamon and clove and baking spice and creme brulee and molasses and brown sugar. Then comes the palate. It's just viscous. It's just dessert in a glass. It's delicious. It's mouth-coating. There's cinnamon, notes of creme brulee and toffee and vanilla. And the finish just goes on and on. I am always a huge fan, a perennial favorite of the Old Fitz. It comes out several times a year. This one does not disappoint. I thought it's as good as any of the others we've had before. I absolutely love this whiskey. Bob, what'd you think?
The most words we've got out of him in 6 months.
Yeah. My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
Next thing you know, you're going to get 5 words out of Justin. Holy sh!
So, I've been drinking Old Fitz for a long time. It started out...
day or two now, right? Yeah. This and one more will make a pair?
Yeah. Yeah. So... it used to be in a 175. It used to be amazingly...
well, that's a different Old Fitz.
Reasonable. Yeah. Is it different mash bill?
That's a different Old Fitz, yeah. It's...
oh, okay. And they even have them in Texas.
Hmm.
Well, like 175s in Texas.
They still make the regular
Old Fitz.
Yeah, this is not... yeah, this is different.
Well, this stuff's really, really good. They put it in a really beautiful bottle with a cool crystal top on it. And if you're lucky to get it for retail, it's always worth picking up. I've never had one that was bad. They're all different. I'm glad to know it's different than the one I got for like $15 for a 175 in Texas. Yeah. But that is also delicious. But I didn't know it was different than these. That's because they're all different. So that's why I didn't know that wasn't different.
Well, that's a nice...
the differences are different.
That is a nice thing about the Old Fitz decanter series is each, you know, every spring and fall they have one. They're different every time. You know, there's different flavors. different profiles. So, and the packaging on it is beautiful. I remember I was in Chicago at Whiskey Fest, and they said, "Hey, you want to try something? This is coming out soon." And I tried it. Oh my God! They said, "You want to see the bottle? It's going to come in." And they showed me the bottle, and I'm like, "It looks like a 55, 56, 57 era old Fitz decanter." And they go, "Yeah, about that era. It's kind of modeled off of that. I bet that thing's expensive. I think they told me the damn cork on that thing's like $15."
Yeah.
But what a fantastic whiskey. Just, I mean, so well put together, just so elegant, so layered, so many flavors, so many things coming out of the nose on this. There's so much going on with it. I mean, what more can you say? It's every release of the Old Fitz is always great, but this spring 2024 release was absolutely delicious. So we're going to give the Old Fitz spring 2024 release a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yeah, today did not suck.
No, it did not suck.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Harm. Oh, that's right. He's not here. That's why it's so pleasant. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the fat man made a funny.
Okay. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another delicious day in the basement.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here as always.
Yeah, this day does not stink. When you're drinking the releases, Old Fitz, Elijah Craig, and Larceny Barrel Proof, that's a pretty good day. I don't know which one to go back to first. That's the hardest problem I've got.
Take the afternoon, do them all.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Yeah.
Maybe we should mix them together and make an infinity bucket?
No.
No. No. Absolutely not.
I recommend no.
No. Probably not a good idea.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.